Podcast.
Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
Everything's great. And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Hello, everyone.
What?
Oh, yeah. We got Andrew back.
Andrew! Hello!
Hi.
It's good to have you back with us today.
Good to be back. Feels good.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's right in time for us to talk about one of our favorite subjects, and that's Eric Carr. But before we do that, there, of course, is some news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Did you guys see that Kiss played in Tijuana?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the set list.
Were they in the Creatures outfit still? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So let me ask you that. One of the things people were talking about online was, well, actually, it's two different subjects. So we'll start with the first one. The first one was some people from the cruise were a little upset that Kiss went and played a few shows in those costumes. Basically, what they were saying was, you know, the cruise is pitched as you see something nobody else sees, you know, that kind of thing. Now, me personally, I'm like, well, I saw it first, so that's the coolest part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I kind of get what they're saying. What do you think?
You know what I think? I think we talked about it on the radio Wednesday, but I mean, come on, dude. You got to see it first on a boat, you know, with Kiss on this awesome cruise. But I mean, all those same people, are they pissed off that they played Flaming Youth after the cruise for the whole Freedom to Rock tour? Because I don't think they are.
Right. What do you think, Andrew? If you, you know, what do you think?
That's a very minute thing to complain about, honestly. Like, I can see it, but at the same time, it's just, yeah, it's... Who cares? You saw it first.
Yeah, that's what I think. The other thing was, this was a post on Facebook. It says, so now that Kiss has played two shows besides the cruise and the Creatures costume, I would love to see them go out on tour in 2017 in those costumes and similar set list as the one on the Kiss cruise. It would also coincide with the 35th anniversary of Creatures. Call it the Creatures 35 tour. What do you guys think? Now, they didn't write that to us. That was like just a general, what do you guys think type thing. But I guess we're going to go ahead and give our opinion. I like it. Mm-hmm. But they got to do the real tank, man. They can't, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it would be kind of cool. But at the same time, I'd still rather see like a 40th anniversary Alive 2 tour. You know? Mm-hmm. It's more classic.
Yeah?
Way more classic.
I'd like the staircases and whatnot. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome, man. Just the whole stage, just like you would have seen it.
Yeah, that'd be cooler than Creatures, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
That's like their serious album, like their serious fan album. So
I also think, though, that if they do a theme on the cruise, I don't feel that that should be the next tour, because then it kind of isn't as special, you know? That would have been like... You know, me, I'm the Dress to Kill dude, but like, what was it, 3 when they did the Dress to Kill thing?
Yeah, 4. Yeah, but yeah.
I kind of see what those people are talking about. It is special that it's kind of only on the cruise, and if they would have toured that, I just don't think it would be as cool.
Mm.
But if they are going to go with a theme, Alive 2 is the theme, dude, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't think they would bill it as a theme, because the theme is more for the hardcores. Like, you wouldn't have a mass audience coming for... Like, they'd still go to see Kiss, but they wouldn't care either way if it was a Creatures theme. Like, that would just be for the hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Me personally, that's because I'm a hardcore fan. I would love to see it.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I don't think they will.
Yeah.
That wasn't the question. The question was, would you want to see it, I guess.
Yeah. And that, of course, for me would be... Hell yes, but I would probably, no, not even probably, I think I'd rather see Alive 2 even more.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to see the Creatures, but if they're going to go with a theme, they have stronger themes to go with.
Right.
Speaking of the Tijuana thing, did you see the tweet that Tommy just tweeted a little while ago?
No.
Check it out. It says,
on the Twitter.
You should get on that Twitter, Andrew. You know, I've been preaching that to you forever. But anyways.
Yes, I don't listen.
I know. Nothing has changed. It's all good. Anyhow, this tweet from Tommy says, crazy night. Great show in Tijuana. Plane broke. Drove back to L.A. Drove through McDonald's. Me and Paul Stanley take a leak in the hedges. Driver got lost. Home too late. I mean, what kind of crazy...
What the heck? What would you do? I'm eating a Big Mac. I look out the window and Tommy Thayer and Paul Stanley are peeing in the hedges.
Right.
I said, sweetie, that ain't no fountain drink. That's my love gun.
I missed you a lot, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. That's I almost nice. Cried a little bit there. Anyway, from happiness. Anyway, yes, that's a crazy. That's the craziest tweet I think I've ever seen come out of KISS.
Yeah, I mean.
Out of Boy Scout Tommy Thayer, and they're pissing in the hedges. You know, that's craziness.
They're eating McDonald's at their age? Come on. Mm-hmm. Paul's like Mr. Yeah. Health Food, right?
Yeah.
Must have been a really stressful trip. They're like, fuck it. Let's get some Big Macs.
Let's get a Big Mac.
Maybe.
You know what washes down a Big Mac, right?
An ice cold Coke.
A what?
A Coke.
I can't hear you.
Coca-Cola.
There's no Coke there with Pepsi, okay?
Shout out to the Paul Stanleys, right?
Yeah. That's pretty funny, Ed. Thank you, Jody, for keeping up with the Twitter.
I just got a notification, opened it up, and was like, what the hell?
The one that I saw, I didn't open it yet, but it was from Shannon Tweed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently it said something like, just like the old days, my date fell asleep watching SNL, and when you click on the button in the picture, it's a video. You know that means it's Gene sleeping in front of the TV.
He had his pajamas with cottage cheese oatmeal on his face.
I really need to. I'll open that later. Hey, you know, while we have a break here, I want to talk to you guys out there listening about this new thing that we have going on. It is a premium membership on podcastrockcity.com. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and it's basically there to help us pay the bills. It's 99 cents a month or $9.99 for a year. And seeing how we do 52 shows a year pretty much, it's only about like 20 cents an episode. And what we're going to do is every time we record an episode, we're going to put extra stuff that we record inside this page that you can access on podcastrockcity.com just by becoming a member. That would be cool if you checked it out. Like I said, it's only $9.99 for a year. And tonight, we're going to be adding some extra stuff about Eric Carr in because we are coming up to the anniversary, right?
Yes, we are.
Of Eric Carr's passing. And you know, it's one of those things where he's not the topic of a lot of our shows during the year, because we try to keep it, you know, we try to talk about all kinds of stuff, but when we get here, it's like it's fresh on our mind again. Ant-Man Eric died, you know, so many years ago, and like
25 years, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, it's to that point now where, you know, we start talking about Eric's importance and stuff like that. Last year, we had Eric Todd Rock's car, remember?
Yep.
And that was a great episode. This year, it's just us going to, you know, sit around and BS about Eric Carr.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
When I think about Eric Carr, my first immediately into my head, I had the 16 magazine. Yeah. And it was the announcement of Eric Carr, right? It was KISS has a new drummer, and it was a shot from behind him. Of course, they weren't showing his face, and he was jumping up in the air like excited that he got the gig, right?
Cool.
That was what the picture was supposed to be portraying, I guess. Anyway, whenever I think about Eric Carr, like, that's the first thing that pops into my head, because it was such a big deal. When did you guys first discover, you know, Eric Carr?
Kissology 2.
So Kissology.
Actually, no, out? Technically, it's. But I didn't really understand it because I wasn't full blown into Kiss at that point. But it was probably when I was 10 or 11, by Kiss Magazine. That technically was the first one, but yeah, probably Kissology too. Seeing She's So European.
Cool.
So yeah, just any of the unmasked live or lip sync footage.
Right, right. Yeah. When you saw that, were you like, did it blow you away? I mean, it wasn't him playing on it, so you know, we had to wait, you know, in order to really find out what kind of a basher Eric Carr was.
Had to wait for quite a while. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, the Elder, I don't think
the Elder represents his playing, really.
Yeah.
Not like Creatures does, you know.
No, Creatures really does. The only time that, you know, I can only think of maybe one song on Elder where he really cut loose. Other than that, I don't think, you know.
Just a Boy?
Odyssey.
Yeah. Odyssey, yeah. Yeah. So what about you, Jody?
I think the first time I ever saw him, I was probably like, I don't know, 5 or 6, and they were on Solid Gold doing the damn World Without Heroes, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of my first real memory of the Fox, as it were. But when I think of Eric, though, I always think about the first time I saw Kiss was Crazy Nights, right? And his drum solo was ridiculous, man.
Whenever I think of Eric, I always think of Joys of Painting.
Totally the Bob Ross thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. He had the Bob Ross look, didn't he?
Totally. Just
a happy little guy. The drum solo in the Crazy Nights thing where he had the electric guitar, you know, yeah, like drum heads. Yeah. The sampled heads, you know?
It's great. I never had seen anything like that to that point, you know?
Yeah, you know, if I remember correctly, when they were on like MTV or something talking about that tour, they said that apparently it had never been done, where a drummer sat on stage and played like guitar riffs along with his actual drumming.
It was super cool, man. It was just like, it seemed really high tech at the time.
Oh, yeah, man, it was out of the box.
Well, I mean, that Def Leppard electric drum set didn't come out till like a year later or so.
Right.
So that's pretty high tech for the time.
Exactly.
That didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. He was thinking out of the box, you know. He was going, you know, how can I do the how can I still do my drum solo but make it fresh and fun for myself, I guess? And they
I'm
glad now the techs fucked with him and put like a penny whistle or something in there.
Dog barking.
Yeah, big epic moment, then just like a fart something.
You know it happened. I guarantee they did sound something.
Check.
The sound check, yes. That's pretty funny.
When you talk about Eric's drum solo, the one thing everybody says is over the top.
You think
I'm just fucking with you guys. That's what they say on that Tale of the Fox.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't seen that in
a long enough time to remember that.
So I'll tell you the other thing that always jumps into my head.
Sorry.
There's this grocery store in Miami, and we used to always go there because it was close to home, and it was called the Pantry Pride. And I remember going in, and I've told this story before long ago, but I had a chance to get myself a Reggie bar. And if you don't know what that is out there, a Reggie bar was like a Reggie Jackson candy bar. Hmm. And it was like, you know.
Who's Reggie Jackson?
Reggie Jackson was a New York Yankee.
Oh, okay, I don't watch sports, so.
Oh, well, that's okay. Let me ask you this. Did you ever see the movie? What was the movie he was in with Frank Trebin? What's it called?
I have no idea.
Okay, Naked Gun. Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the Naked Gun movie, at the end of the game, there's a baseball player. Must kill the queen.
Oh, that was him?
That's Reggie Jackson. Oh, okay. Anyway, we always have to remember, Andrew, he's new. He was born after Reggie Jackson was popular. So, and he doesn't watch sports. Anyway.
Keith Hernandez. You see, all my baseball knowledge comes from Seinfeld.
Oh, that's funny. So anyway, so I'm in this grocery store, and I have my Reggie bar, and we get up to the counter where all the magazines are, and there is the cover of People magazine with Kiss on it. And I looked at my mom, and I was like, can I get that too? And she was like, pick one.
So, of course, so you had Sophie's Choice that.
Yeah. So that's funny. So of course I got the People magazine. Mm-hmm. And the magazine, People magazine, was the first time you really got a good look at him. And even on the inside, when you start reading the article, they go into in depth, you know, new drummer, you know, was an epic moment in music history. Because, I mean, they made the cover because Peter left and Eric got in. Were they even ever on the cover before that? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Not of, like, People.
No,
you know, they were. Gene was on the cover with, like, Cher a couple of times, and right. but not like standing with her in the picture that they took. It was always like a little square off to the corner.
Yeah,
you know. But so Eric Carr's joining the band was a big deal. You know, it scored them the People magazine cover.
Yeah.
Do you think that if they'd have gotten another drummer that was like Peter Criss instead of Eric Carr, that they could have done the album Creatures of the Night?
Well, if they had another jazz drummer?
Yeah.
No.
Eric, he gave them the opportunity to write the way they wrote.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did the double kick. Like, that was the standard in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, but it depends on who they would have gotten. What if they would have went with, like, Carmine or something? Or even if they would have stuck with, what's his name, off of Ace's album. I can't think of his fucking name.
Anton Figg.
Yeah, Anton. Yeah.
But I thought Joe said, like, someone like Peter, so I thought that meant, like, another
story. Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. If they said, all right, well, you know, Peter's out, we gotta find somebody like Peter, they couldn't have done Creatures.
No.
It wouldn't be the same, but they could have still recorded those songs, you know?
We're the creatures of the night. Sorry, I'm thinking Sinatra now. Then again, they were never Sinatra, so that wouldn't have.
Yeah, but
no,
maybe,
that's true.
You know, perhaps if they would have found someone that was more in the vein of Peter Criss, they would have kept kind of like a more classic Kiss sound rather than chasing after heavy metal or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Big John Hart, and I'm listening to Podcast Rock City.
What if they would have, you know, what if Eric would have been the damn hawk, and that was on the cover?
Yeah, that would have been. Those pictures, he looks so depressed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
But yeah, the hawk, there was no way the hawk was going to do Creatures of the Night, you know?
No.
Yeah, that's true. Did you ever notice that there was a book that came out? I think it was after the album. It was called Creatures of the Night, and the picture is of like an owl and a raccoon and like.
I think you turned me onto that like a couple years ago. I remember that.
And all their eyes are glowing just like the Creatures of the Night album.
Yeah, I thought that maybe that came out first, so everyone was kind of.
Oh, really?
That. Wasn't the whole deal that we were like, didn't we discuss how it was kind of a ripoff of this old children's book?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
That's what how I remember it, but who knows.
How do you think people would have reacted, you know, a couple weeks ago on the cruise if Eric would have come out in Eric's makeup? He was wearing the costume. I got my picture, okay? I sent it to you, Jody. You saw it.
Finally saw it.
Yeah, I had not even seen what Eric was wearing on the boat until this picture came out. Because he went right to his drum set, played his gig, got off the stage. And when I went to get my picture taken, all I saw was Gene because I had big people in front of me and they move you through so fast. But now that my picture is out, I got it. I looked. That's Eric's outfit. He even put his sticks in the boots. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
That was really cool.
How did he have the little tail?
Paul did. You know, Paul was wearing a tail.
I'm sorry if you discussed it already, but I honestly think that was just straight taken from Nugent.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they toured with him, so like in the 70s especially, so they toured with him a lot, so that was definitely taken from him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, but the... do you think people might have... react? I mean, you know how people are. There are people out there. Okay, so I'm asking a really freaking stupid question right now, so I'm not even sure I should go on with it anymore.
It's fine, just prepare for a stupid answer.
My reality hit me. There are people out there that don't like Eric in Peter's makeup. Can you imagine if he'd have walked on stage on the cruise in Eric's makeup. Do you think the backlash would have been bigger? Or, you know?
I don't know, man. I think it would have been cool to pay tribute to the dude, especially this time of year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, me personally, I'm not. I totally agree. I he's out there in the costume. If he puts the makeup on, it's not going to bother me. I'm basically looking at it as a tribute, you know, or paying homage to a great drummer, performer, somebody that was with Kiss for so many years, you know, but can you imagine what I mean? The web would be lit up still.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have lives and want to feel important, true. So they'll say it about anything.
That's true.
I just think, like, if Kiss is right there, then all for it, you know? Just do what they want to.
Yeah.
Right. They could have done something to tribute Eric. Maybe not Eric in the Fox makeup, but maybe, like we've talked about, one of those hologram shows. Something, man.
Oh, God, that would be so badass.
Did Paul or anyone even mention Eric that night on stage? Like, you know... Because that's basically Eric's big album, you know?
Yeah, no, they didn't mention him at all.
I forgot to ask, did they attempt I Still Love You?
No.
Oh, I knew it, because they couldn't find the YouTube videos, no right?
Yeah, it would have been very hard.
So it's Creatures in almost its entirety.
Yeah, there was it just depends, you know, that I Still Love You wasn't in there, and... I don't think anybody really...
Wouldn't You Like to Know Me was in that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you, Andrew, I got done with that. I taped that, ran to my room, and immediately sent it to Jody. Because I was like, holy crap, they just played that song here, you know?
Yeah. I was super happy to get that message.
Yeah. Badass. But, And I don't want to like rehash things that we've talked about in other Eric Carr specials, but you know, the argument of if Eric was alive, would they have said, sorry, Pete, we're doing a reunion, but it's with Eric and Fox makeup.
No, there's too much money to be paid. Carr would have got the boot. I definitely think
that would have been crazy.
I don't like that idea, but I just, you know, just follow the money. That's what would.
Yeah. Money talks, right?
If Eric did get the boot, they bring back Peter for the reunion, right? Do you think that once Peter started fucking up, they would have went to Eric Carr again? Or do you think they would have...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes way more sense.
But Carr's a lot more emotional. Would he have just said no, though? You know, because like, he was pretty cut like when they got Singer, you know, just to do that out, to do a revenge,
yeah,
like the process.
Those circumstances are a little different, though. I mean, he's in the hospital, and they're going ahead without him.
That's true, but he was always insecure about another drummer.
True.
Like, look at Paul's solo gig.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he said that Eric walked over to him and Singer and said, you're going to replace me in Kiss. You know, we talk about Paul's book, and we tend to believe what he says, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, did Paul even, like, go into detail of why Eric was so upset with Paul? Was it just because he felt
he had, like, the revelation after his funeral and realizing why he thought that Eric would be mad at him, but it's just really scattered here and there throughout the book.
Right, but if you remember, he said that during the Hot in the Shade tour, Eric wasn't talking to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he never
really went into detail.
Of why?
I thought it was because he had cut the drum solo, and Eric didn't get to do his drum solo.
Oh, yeah. I think so,
It's been a long time since I've listened to.
yeah, I guess that was
I am literate, by the way. Like, just
you know how to read.
Yes, I do.
That one is so much fun to listen to Paul read, though.
Well, how do you think I nailed my so-so impressions of Gene and Paul? Eight and a half hours of audiobooks on trains.
Listening to Sex, Money, Kiss?
No, it was just his, Gene's first book, and obviously Paul's book.
You know, Andrew, I'm going to tell you, I had no idea he did his first book audio tracked.
Oh, yeah, and it's completely out of date. Obviously, but it's still fun to listen to it. I get nostalgic.
But you know what? I'm going to have to find that.
Or you can just come to me.
So.
innovation.
That's awesome.
Did you guys know that on Peter's book, they got the same guy from Phantom of the Park to do the audio?
Weird type of person.
She says, "Hi, my name's Peter. I have a 9-inch penis."
That was funny.
Lydia said that no, he doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To look through that book, man, there's just too many pictures of Peter's fur.
Well, he really doesn't hold back, and yeah.
No.
Nah.
He's very honest, and I kind of wish he wasn't, you know.
Okay, we got to go back to Eric Carr.
Yeah.
So Eric Carr's drum solo, let's measure them compared to Peter's.
Well, I don't want this to be a Slag Peter episode, but...
No.
I think it's going to turn into that.
What I was going to say is do you think that Peter's was more of... when you listen to Peter's drum solos, I love them. I remember being a kid and acting them out, do you can kind of hear between his solo and Eric's solo the difference in the time, because Peter's solo was more, it was really common to have that kick drum going do 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 do, and then play some beats over the top of it, whereas Eric was more of a I don't want to call it like a technical show off, you know what I'm saying?
No, but it's the time. And it's funny how Paul says they can never get that Zeppelin sound because of Peter, but I think Peter sounds more bottom-esque for drum solo-wise than Eric's did.
Huh.
Like he's got more. I think he's got more of a Moby Dick kind of.
Yeah, it's more of like like Peter's drum solos are a little more musical rather than just like
technical.
Yeah, rather than like the technical side. But I personally would rather hear an Eric Carr one. I would rather see an Eric Carr one, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the one on Alive, I mean, that's like a song to me. I know all the parts, you know what I mean? But I do believe that, a lot of it's the time, like you said. I mean, in that era, all the drummers were playing double bass and all the drummers were doing lots of triplets and shit, But Eric went over the top, as we said, bringing in the extra samples made it really cool, It made it more of like a spectacle rather than just like, wow, listen to all these, drum licks.
Yeah, and then I always thought it was cool. If you really take a look at the Kiss drummers, Peter would put an effect on his snare drum, and that was really kind of different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then Eric does the thing with the drum pads, and that was really different. It's like, Kiss drummers have been very, influential. I mean, anytime anybody talks about the influence of Kiss, it almost always goes to everybody but Peter or Eric,
True.
But if you meet people, that's a shame,
because I mean, Peter was the whole, difference between Kiss and just any other rock. Well, not the whole difference, but sonically, it was his swing was a big difference.
He had swing, and then Eric came in and he made Kiss brand new again because of his drum style.
Yeah, totally. Plus his attitude, he wasn't like an ass to be around.
Right. Of course, if you believe everything that's about him. But yeah, you got to sit back, and it's almost like, thank God there was Eric Carr, because he made so many other things possible,
true.
For Kiss.
Yeah, definitely, man. He breathed some new life into a kind of a tired old band,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they really weren't even that old, when you think about it.
Right. But, anyone who's seen any bootlegs from, even just 79, it's like, geez, they needed to do something because Peter was absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
In a bad way,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anybody, you guys got anything else to say about Eric?
All of us Kiss people really, we think of him very highly, but it does feel like that he kind of gets slighted in Kiss-tory,
Mm-hmm.
They could have mentioned the fact that, look, we're doing this Creatures of the Night set, and this wouldn't even be possible without Eric Carr. But they didn't take that opportunity to do so. Maybe they didn't want to bring everybody down, because it is a bummer. But
or maybe it just goes without saying. I don't know.
Maybe. But I felt like on a Creatures of the Night thing on the boat, they would have definitely did something in tribute to Eric Carr. I was kind of disappointed that they didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure Todd O'Rourke was, too.
Yeah, it was really strange. I kind of expected something. You got to wonder sometimes if they're even allowed to mention, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? There's so many laws and rules and everything else. And
yeah.
And that's, you know, it's not like, you know, when you see them live and they show those videos in the background of the old days of Kiss, they always show Eric, right?
That's cool. Yeah. But I still have a bad taste in my mouth about the way they did him when he was in the hospital sick. Man, they could have waited. They didn't have to press on and record this new album or the God Gave Rock and Roll. You know, that totally broke the dude's spirit, and that's probably one of the big reasons he gave up and quit fighting, you know, and then eventually passed on.
Well, Paul seemed to think so.
Well, it doesn't take a freaking rocket scientist to realize, you know, that his whole life was based on being, his whole sense of worth was he was the drummer in Kiss. And, oh, I'm sick, so now my band dudes are going ahead and recording without me. They don't even care enough to just wait it out a couple months, you know? That's fucking bogus. It always comes to this when we talk about Eric Carr, but it pisses me off, dude. It really does.
Yeah.
The way they handled it was just fucking lame. They could have waited. That's all.
Yeah, I bet they agree with you, too. I bet they're, you know, well, we know they do, you know, because Paul's book. But
too little, too late, though, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Hi, this is Courtney Cronin-Dole, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City.
So, you know, I got these questions, and I've been looking at them, and I can't remember if I read any of them yet online on any of our other shows. We'll go through a couple of them, and we'll see. Javier Boster sent us a list of them.
Cool.
Here's the question. If you could change Rock and Roll All Night as the song that Kiss is most known for, what other song would you pick? Did we ever ask that one?
Nope.
Not that I know.
So he's asking what should be the number one song that everyone knows by Kiss?
What should be the song according to Jody, Joe, or Andrew, if it wasn't Rock and Roll All Night? Now, for me, it's really easy. It's Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
You know, I always think that's such a good, but you know, it's a close one between that and maybe Shout It Out Loud.
Yeah, but everyone knows that one already, pretty much. For me, it would have to be, if it wasn't going to be a Rock and Roll Night as the song that everyone knows by Kiss, A, it would have to be something that Paul sings instead of Gene. And it would probably be something that I just love a lot, like like Anything for My Baby.
Maybe Tomorrow and Tonight?
That is a classic, but I mean, even like Love Gun doesn't really get like the due that it deserves, even though I'm sick to death of it. It's better represents what Kiss is about to me more than Rock and Roll All Night, you know?
Right.
Mainly because it's got a Paul vocal and a smoking guitar solo.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's a hard thing to decide, though, because
there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up hating that song, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. <You're gonna>
True.
What do you think, Andrew?
If I wouldn't get sick of it, it's weird and it doesn't really sum up. Well, I guess all songs by Kiss are really about sex, so it doesn't matter. But Take Me, I think it just in terms of its strength. Like maybe if they beefed it up a bit, because maybe I'm just thinking of you wanted the best, you got the best live version, but
right
as the song, I definitely think that was strong and that'd be strong enough. Certainly more than Anything for My Baby.
You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that because I mentioned that set list, you know, from the Tijuana show. You know? And they started, it's really crazy because the Tijuana set list has Take Me in it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. So the Tijuana set, did they do Radioactive or Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
Okay, I'll go through it. I Stole Your Love. Plaster Caster.
They started with I Stole Your Love.
Uh-huh.
Badass.
Awesome.
Plaster Caster, Take Me, Nothing to Lose, Hide Your Heart, Watching You, Hotter Than Hell, Firehouse, A World Without Heroes, Shock Me, Got to Choose, Christine 16, Come On and Love Me, Mainline, All the Way, Going Blind, Love Her All I Can, and Shout It Out Loud.
Jesus, for real? Wow. That's in a real concert venue, not some special theater show or anything.
That was the concert set list.
Dude. That is crazy. That is so awesome. Why can't all the fucking sets be like that?
Right.
Yeah, see, that's the point. That's like,
see, that's what people have been we've been bitching about for years, man. Give us a set list like that.
They finally have obeyed.
People were in their ear on the cruise this year going, look, man, we love Love Gun and Lick It Up and all this, but enough with it already.
I just had a funny image of like Paul ziplining to Anything for My Baby and him doing like a very flamboyant snapping as like he's I don't think that would happen.
Let me ask you this, though. So they didn't do Detroit Rock City or Love Gun or Rock and Roll All Night at this show?
Okay, I did not see that on the list. Wow. But, you know, I
no Black Diamond, you know, either?
I didn't see it on the list. Let's double check. What do you think? Right crazy. Here, live on the show. Let's
That's
see.
Crazy.
Kiss Tijuana set list.
Did you want me to search for erectile dysfunction?
Damn it. It didn't work. Kiss. Oh, shit. I don't know how to spell Tijuana.
T-I-J.
Tijuana. Set list. All right, here we go. It's coming up. Word like the nasal. Watch, it's going to be wrong. It's going to be like the one I just read. It's just going to be something somebody made up and threw online. Concert set list.
Just go to Setlist FM and then they'll have the most recent.
Yep, I'm there. All right, let's see. What was yesterday, the 12th?
Yesterday was the 19th.
19th.
What's the 12th?
I don't know what the
You're
hell is going
You're only a week
on.
Behind, bro. That's close.
I don't know anything. Let's see, the 19th. Tijuana set list. Hold on. What is this? This says Tijuana, Mexico. It is completely different than what I read.
Okay.
Well, I think you might have read a fantasy set list or something.
It didn't say that, though, when I was looking at it. Now it said set list from last night. I'll have to look that back
up.
The
one that you said sounded a lot like the Electric Sail Away set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why would they... All right, well...
So let's see what they actually did, so we can go back to bitching about the set list.
Yeah, okay. Detroit Rock City, Deuce. Shout It Out Loud, Do You Love Me, I Love It Loud, Shock Me, Take Me, God of Thunder, Psycho Circus, Cold Gin, Lick It Up, War Machine, Love Gun, Black Diamond, I Was Made for Loving You, and Rock and Roll All Night. What the that hell did I...
But it did still have Take Me. That's cool.
Yeah.
But geez.
He must have had like a Sail Away show or something like that.
Fantasy set list or some shit.
Good lord.
I was thinking, man, Kiss finally listened? What?
Was that the Sail Away show, though? I mean, I was
it
there.
Sounds a lot like
I remember a lot of those songs, but...
Well, maybe it's just a dream show or a dream set list.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, I'm... Ding! My brain just had a reality check, and anyway, I don't even care if you fix that in editing.
No, we gotta keep that.
How silly! Anyway, all right. So, now that I screwed the pooch on that whole thing with the set list,
screwed.
It was a nice dream for a couple.
It was. I can't believe somebody actually posted that. I swear, it said Tijuana set list. That's what it said. So somebody. I looked at it, and of course, I fell for the... You know, Barack Obama talked about fake news just the other day and how much harm it could do.
Yeah, just ask George Orwell.
I'm actually being harmed by fake news. Anyway, now then I'll go look it up later, and I'll find out that it was actually the set list because there's even more fake news. Anyway... So that brings us to the end of our show. Joe, do you have anything to add, sir?
I would add, as always, thanks for listening out there, Kiss Army. Remember, check us out on Wednesdays live on KGFRocks.com at 8:30 Eastern every Wednesday. Kiss Talk, Kiss Tunes, a lot of fun. And thanks so much for listening.
Absolutely. Andrew, you got anything to add?
Thank you very much for listening, everyone.
And As usual, we love Kiss Podcasts, and we play all their commercials after our show. And you're gonna, well, you know what? Before we go any further, and you could leave this in the show, but I want to say thank you, Andrew, for coming on. We missed you,
man. Thank you for having me.
We really did miss you. And, you know, when you messaged me and said you were ready to come on and do a show, I was super excited. So I just want to make sure I say that before I go back to what I'm saying and tell you to listen to the commercials for the podcast we love after the show in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited.
Right.
Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss.
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f***. come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes.
Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.